everybody, welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we look at TV shows from the pre-2000s.
2004.
And before. Yes.
The cover point is
pre-2000.
Yeah.
Semantic. Drilling down. So we can watch a show from the year 2000.
We can watch shows from the year
2001, starting pre-2020.
And today we have Gypsy.
Hi.
We have Angus.
Hello.
We have Jeanette.
Hi.
We've got special guest Mackenzie. Hi, Mackenzie. She's 5 years old. We have Lisa.
Jeez.
And Alex.
Hi.
And today we're going to look at Wallace and Gromit. We're looking at A Grand Day Out, which is from 1989.
Oh, wow.
That's
I thought it was
30 years ago.
31.
31 years ago.
Yeah. This is a top pick as well by Mackenzie herself.
Yeah, I believe this was picked by Mackenzie herself.
So why did you pick this one, Mackenzie?
Because it's my favourite.
It's our favourite too, so that's great.
I thought it was like early 90s. I don't think it was that old.
Yeah, well, there's The Wrong Trousers from 93.
Yeah.
So, and that was, I guess, everybody in Australia first heard about it because that won the Academy Award.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
and
over here
we,
in Australia
and then
they
everybody
both came out
we went mm-hmm. and watched A Grand Day Out.
Yeah.
And of course after that it was just Close Shave and all sorts of other things, and now it's Curse the Were-Rabbit
and A Matter of Chicago, Loaf and Death.
Yes.
I haven't even seen the feature-length ones yet.
They're on Netflix, I think, so...
Curse the Were-Rabbit was okay. It wasn't special in any way.
Oh,
was
it
just a movie?
Was it
Matter of Loaf and Death, I loved it.
Oh, my God, yes, yes.
Yes, A Matter of Loaf and Death was
And then there was the spin-offs from it. Let's not forget the spin-offs.
Oh,
so we've got Shaun the Sheep. And the Shaun the Sheep movie is actually really good. And we used to watch Timmy Time used to be on for the younger kids as well.
Which was spin-off of Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah, it was the little baby
that.
One from Shaun the Sheep with the dummy, and he goes to school and he learns things. So
okay, that's kind of weird.
It's ABC Kids TV.
Yeah, no, it's just reminding me of the fact that technically More Community's a spin-off of Happy Days.
It goes down the rabbit hole.
How do you get them as a spin-off of a spin-off of a...
So I guess the amazing thing about these shows is they're all claymation, and so the amount of work that Nick Park put into these in the early days was absolutely enormous. And, of course, you know, nobody really knew what he was doing, to the point where when he went to Peter Sallis and asked him to do the voice, Peter Sallis had no idea what he was doing the voice for. He just did it. And it was only later that he actually saw what was done with his voice and he was utterly shocked.
There's a great Adventure Time episode where, I'm pretty sure it's Adventure Time. No, sorry, Gravity Falls, where they go in and they need to save someone or something like that. But one of the characters is absolutely terrified of clay animation. And so that episode was so expensive that they had this massive battle that they just used shadow puppets for. And then the characters are standing there going, wow, this is a really scary fight. If you could see what was happening. Whoa.
It's all 2D animation, and they basically introduced this Harry Houdini character and had all the monsters be 3D animated using claymation. And so it juxtaposed so ridiculously.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was brilliant.
Does anybody know what the most recent sort of Nick Park, Aardman animation thing is? Has anybody seen that?
It was
Creature Comforts.
That was later, and of course. Early Man. That came out.
Oh, yes.
I know he did the Pirates movie, which was amazing.
Pirates movie's great.
I need to see that one. I haven't watched
Early Man yet.
I'd be happy to know that actually Wallace and Gromit are returning. Yes, because in May this year, Nick Park announced that he was doing another show, and the release date's not been set and
Peter
hasn't been. Peter Sellers died. So hopefully they'll find someone.
They couldn't not do another Wallace and Gromit because he vowed that he wasn't going to do it after the studio burnt down. And he was like, that's it, no more Wallace and Gromit. I'll do other stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I think very telling, Kenzie's just reached over and whispered to me, when is the TV going to turn on?
Okay, so we are here surrounded by Wallace and Gromit toys, miniature figures, plushies. We have the rockets up the wall next to us.
The pop-up book.
The pop-up book.
Which is...
We have our cheese and crackers ready to go. So we are now ready to watch A Grand Day Out. We'll chat to you after. Cheese! Jeez.
We've got to get the cheese.
So we've just been finishing watching A Grand Day Out, Wallace and Gromit. So the usual question we ask with this is, has it aged?
I think it's mostly timeless. Or at the very least, like, all the stuff in there is timeless enough that it's not a problem.
I thought it was really good.
It's just really good.
We're actually eating cheese.
Everybody's eating cheese at
the
moment.
We will talk when the cheese is gone, all right?
I don't think it ages
at all.
No. It holds up really well.
It's a bit of rough around the edges, and you can see that a lot of the animation smooth out over the next couple of things, but like the storyline, it's funny to watch.
Yeah, and also like if you're like, oh, it's just clay, and it doesn't actually destroy the suspension of disbelief that much. It's just like, hey, this is clay. It looks cool.
Yeah,
it feels like it could have been set at any time from like the 50s to, I don't know, the 80s when it was made.
So or today, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got things like the Lego movies, they're CGI, but they actually put those smudge marks, you know, like the fingerprints on the Lego. Mm. They add those now.
I think what it is, I think it feels like they're doing a holiday sometime in the 60s or 70s, you know, that kind of.
Yes.
It is so like, yeah, just like written in the same kind of era as all those old shows and movies and stuff.
I think very much Nick Parker was drawing in his own childhood, so his father made his own caravan, and Wallace was apparently inspired by his dad.
This is true. And from what I was reading, though, the entire premise of Wallace and Gromit was actually he wanted to make a short film of some guy building a spaceship in his basement. But then he was like, this guy needs someone to talk to, and why is he going to the moon? And so it expanded from there. There was going to be like a Star Wars cantina sort of thing on the moon, and he's like, nah, I didn't really like that, so I changed it. And he came up with all these incredible ideas and then stuck with what we know now.
It just worked really well, I thought.
It does. It really does.
It's so good. And because it is clay animation and the thought that goes into everything that's in every single shot, it's so precise, and you know there's nothing left to chance.
That's it.
No. And even just the little expressions and the little jokes, that small stuff in the background, thought's been put into every bit of it.
Well, that's actually interesting as well, because he said if anything was created by computer, like CGI, it would look nothing like what we see now, because initially Wallace had like a smaller face and he had a moustache and he had eyebrows, but then he took it all away and he's like, I need the face to be bigger so I can show more expression. And
And there's a lot of stuff that I say when he's eating cheese or when he's like thinking about things and stuff that involves a lot of like intricate stuff. It's just like the kind of stuff you do from a show off. Like, I can make this character bite down on a thing and suddenly it's a bite hole in the cracker and the cheese on top.
Yeah.
And like a lot of it, I'm sure this is my first thing. I want to show how good I can be at doing all this sentiment stuff.
It started as a student project. It was a student.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow.
So like the scene is like, it's atmospheric and not filler, but it's like atmospheric. It's more like you don't necessarily need to see them sitting in the cockpit of the spaceship and Gromit's busy trying to do a cards pyramid and Wallace is reading the paper. You don't need to have that necessarily, but it's good. Half of it's like atmosphere and half of it is like, this is what I can do in the thing.
And I think that's something that really appeals, and we talk about that so much with these different shows we do, especially the older ones. You know, today things are so fast paced, but I think part of what I love about it is
the slow time.
The slow timing. It draws it out, but that's part of the atmosphere. That's part of what you like about it. There'd be so many other shows that would do something like that and you go, oh god, it's so slow, like, yeah, we know, you're reading a newspaper, you know, it's, but that adds to it.
Yes, it adds to it.
Everything, the timing's so precise.
Mackenzie has a cheese moustache right now.
What kind of cheese?
What kind of cheese is it? Wensleydale?
Camembert.
It's
another one of Wallace's favourites. We couldn't get Wensleydale. They used to sell it. And I did see Stinky Bishop, which is featured in Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
I don't know,
but that was before Christmas.
I'm not a big cheese eater, so I'm not sure I'm familiar enough with the different kinds of cheeses in the first place. So it's basically like...
Oh, well, nobody knew the names of, you know, Wensleydale, Stinky Bishop, which they introduced later, all those things.
Actually going bankrupt when this was made.
Oh, wow.
And everybody rushed out and bought Wensleydale, and it kept the cheesemakers going, and the same with Stinky Bishop in it.
Wow.
The reason you can get it in the market now is because of Wallace and Gromit.
What's it, Dale, from any other style of cheese? Is it like a flavour or a...
It's a very soft, almost sweet cheese, so you could get Wensleydale with berries in it. And
okay.
Stuff.
I love how he's such a cheese aficionado, but he pronounces it camembert.
Yeah.
I never got that at the time, and now I get it. It's like...
Maybe it's more of a Britishism, and like how we don't need to pronounce it the way the French do, because they're foreign and can't pronounce things correctly.
I don't know. I feel like it's a nice little take on wine connoisseurs, because you've got people that are like, oh, I'm a wine connoisseur, I'll go get some champagne.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. I feel like it's just a take, if anything, on people that go, ah, yes, I'm a connoisseur of this, but
yeah.
I can't pronounce
east
it
east side of the valley, I believe.
Yeah.
We have similar fights at home between whether it's Jarlsberg or Jarlsberg.
It was definitely Jarlsberg.
Yes. I win.
Where was it from? Switzerland or Germany?
No, Norway.
Oh, I knew it was Scandinavian somewhere.
Yeah.
So the question is, does it stand up to TV now and what's coming up now?
Absolutely. Some of the comparisons that you would say, especially with that type of, you know, like we mentioned while we were watching this, like,
really, this is
something like something like Robot Chicken as far as the claymation side of it. But they take a lot more shortcuts in this.
Yeah, and it's also Robot Chicken is a very specific mood. It's also like it feels as though it was made slightly before social media and YouTube. Yeah, it's more going for a different set of humour, and so it's pop culture and jokey and snarky and parody, and such a different brand of humour. That's they basically just throwing stuff together and seeing what works, and it's totally a different...
I feel like if it was made now, it would be something that you'd only find on YouTube, and you'd only find as, like, this indie creator. That's where you would find it.
Yeah, because, like, every animation now is CGI, and they wouldn't dare try to make
that.
I just remembered of... Have you guys watched Parks and Recreation?
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, like, one of the minor characters, he got fired from his job, it's like, I'm going to do this amazing stop-motion animation.
I was thinking of that!
And, like, it's done a grand total... Ben Wyatt. And he's done a grand total of two seconds worth of what he's trying to do. And he's like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. I've spent my past week doing 2 seconds of animation. What?
It's
very time consuming.
It's like he got made redundant. It's like, now I can follow my dream of making claymation, and didn't realise how horrifically time consuming it would be.
I think plenty of people who do stuff just for the heck of it. And I remember a while ago of some guy reprogramming Pokemon Red in Minecraft. Because he could, and it took him like 18 months to do. So like, now people are doing weird stuff with like time-consuming whatever, but animation in particular isn't particularly conducive to YouTubers anymore because they're wanting people to watch for longer, and so animation takes long time to do, and so on. So nobody's wanting to do that sort of thing.
Puppetry is about the closest it gets in terms of that style of
because
non-3D animation.
Yeah, because like at the moment there's no incentive to do a lot of work for not little content, because like YouTube doesn't want to give you enough money unless you're making tens of hours a week.
Yeah.
There's some creators out there. I think we discovered watching, you know, the Lego movie that, you know, there's people out there that do stop motion of Lego. And so they'll do like the Lego, and there's whole music videos of Bohemian Rhapsody and things like that, all done to stop animation with Lego and things like that.
Used to be back when Playmobil was forms were huge. People would
and Lego,
before
yeah.
YouTube. That makes stop motion with Playmobil.
That's it.
Pengu and Tim Burton, he does some films as well. I think the latest was Frankenweenie, but that was a while back. But there are...
Was that animation or was that...
That was animation as well. But they also use a lot of... Yeah, those Caroline
too. Coraline's not Tim Burton.
No.
He's one of our favourites,
isn't
it?
Yeah. I was actually remembering a scene where it looks as though it's stopped by CGI, but no, they did it with stop animation because it was the universe fading out.
Half-half.
Oh, okay.
When you do big stuff like that, you do have to add a little bit of CGI here and there, because getting it to the quality of Wallace and Gromit standards, you can't do in a budget. But there's animation awards every year, and there's this guy that wins it pretty much every year because he spends his time animating the old style now. So, like, the very, very old style, which is like shadow puppets and things like that. And that's the closest that you can get to like people keeping true to the craft, because you can find it a lot easier. Like now you can put stuff into, what is it, After Effects, and people can just smash out something really fast.
Or just like
Blender's another one.
Yeah, Blender. Or if you're really lazy, you can do stuff in Source Engine. Also, it's going to carry some mod, but like get some random template from somewhere and just have some weird animation.
Well, of course, there's the computer game ones like Red versus Blue that are literally set inside computer games.
Actually, after I think it was like the fifth or sixth season, they've gone full animation now.
Yes.
I think
otherwise beforehand
they were in the game.
Through to three or four was actually just them playing video games.
And then they started delving into 3D animation. And initially it was only for fight scenes and stuff, and then they started this alternating episode.
For us older Australians, there was a different Red versus Blue, and that was claymation. It actually involved two lumps of clay that would sit on the screen and they would fight each other.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that was the claymation I was used to when I saw Wallace and the Gromit. I thought there were three of them. It was literally just lumps of clay fighting each other.
Yes, I remember that.
Trapdoor as well.
Trapdoor was awesome.
There was a monster one as well.
Trapdoor.
Don't get me started. I'll start singing the intro.
Please do.
Stay away from that trapdoor. You'll be a fool if you dare. I loved that when I was a kid. you like my singing?
Mackenzie's nodding.
Doug Anthony All-Stars also did a lot of play animation as well in their Das Kapital series. So their side bits were all play animation.
We had a friend who did play animation. He and his brother in their shed did this amazing short film. They took a year, spent all year on it, and I think they just spent all their time working on it. And that won a National Young Filmmakers
Award. Yes, they were very expert at making claymation film, and they did several advertisements locally in South Australia. But, of course, it led nowhere. In fact, people would take their work and run and not pay them.
Yeah, there's a lot of that with artists.
Cheesy.
We'll tell you, an exposure. Exposure to the elements you're freeze to death.
Yes. So would people watch the following episodes now? You know, are you inspired?
Yes. I did, in October.
Do you watch the other episodes? No, you've seen that night, haven't we, Justin?
Do you want to watch the rest, Mackenzie? Maybe not now.
Now you've seen that one. Does that make you want to watch the rest of them?
I'm just remembering like how they got the penguin to be.
Oh, she just said she'll watch that one again and again.
Do you think it's better than a lot of the kids' shows that you watch now? Do you like it more than some kids' shows?
Yes.
Yeah? What kids' shows would you compare that to? What shows do you reckon's like Wallace and Gromit?
More Wallace and
Gromit. Come on, don't keep us hanging.
She'll get back. Actually, speaking of shows that she likes, would you like to tell them what we watched on New Year's Day? Do you want to do the actions? We saw the Addams Family movie on New Year's Day. After we'd been talking about it over so many episodes, we actually went and watched the movie.
So did you enjoy it?
What did you think of it?
It was great.
Oh, the new one.
The new movie. Wow. The new movie. That would be
and what do we actually think of it?
I did like it. It was for the kids. It seemed like it was the actual characters, animation of the characters was more in line with the original animations, the 1920s animation, the comic.
Yeah.
But it seemed to be more in line with the TV show.
Oh, that's good.
And when we were talking about it a few months ago, and we were talking about different storylines and things like that, I remember you said like there was an episode where, you know, Wednesday wanted to be different from them and rebel against them and started
that
to be...
That was Pugsley.
Oh, was it Pugsley?
I actually want to correct myself. Mm. It was Pugsley.
Ah, so they had a little bit of that with Wednesday where she was trying to be a little bit more girly and they're going, no, you can't. What are you doing? You're not wearing all black. And, you know, and the girl in the town's trying to be more like Wednesday. Wednesday's trying to be more like the kids in the town. And it's, yeah. And it was all of that, the outside people not understanding them and things like that. She's gone crazy on cheese.
Cheese.
But what did you think of Adam's Family movie?
Great.
Two thumbs up.
Is it better than Wallace and Gromit, though?
The same
as
Wallace and Gromit.
The same.
Okay. I'll accept that as an answer.
There was a lot of clever little in-jokes referencing the TV show and things like that. They tried hard and they did well. Like, I won't say it was perfect, but I won't completely rubbish it either.
Okay.
So I wonder if the new Wallace and Gromit will indeed be claymation like the previous one.
I think they're going into CGI.
Yes. I know that Aardman have done a lot of CGI. In fact, didn't Shaun the Sheep end up going that way, I think.
I think Shaun the Sheep and Timmy Time were both more CGI than claymation. They had that same style. You could definitely recognise where it came from.
They couldn't afford to keep going with the claymation, probably.
Probably not remaking all those models after everything burnt down.
Yeah, so that's true, isn't it? The whole place burnt down.
Everything. Mm.
for all the different poses and stuff like that. It's just, yeah.
I think regardless of what it's like, I'll still spend a whole heap of money to go and watch it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
So there you are.
I guess. Angus's.
Yes, Angus's
score. Wallace and Gromit has a warm spot in my heart. It always has. Yeah, Wallace and Gromit's definitely a 5.
Isn't that Wallace?
A 5 out of 10 or?
Oh, 5 out of 5.
Oh.
Does the numbering system change every single episode?
Yeah, it's always been out of 5, and I've always been confused by it. The numbering
You're
system.
You're confused by it.
Yeah, I don't like my own rating system. That speaks measures about how critical I am about
it. I think you should rate it out of like 10, maybe.
10.
I'll give it a percentage.
Good round number.
But now I'm changing it. I'm
a
critical
rotten
about
tomatoes,
changing it.
A Rotten
as well.
Tomatoes percentage.
Well, look, if you leave it at 5, you've got no wiggle room, right?
And a half. Just do it in a half.
Just do 10.
I'm
going to
go a full 10. Full 10 out of 10.
What?
There you
Whoa.
Go.
There we go.
I would rate Curse of the Were-Rabbit a bit lower. I didn't enjoy that one as much. But the original 3 and Matter of Loaf and Death, I absolutely loved. 10 out of 10.
Curse of the Were-Rabbit had one of the best jokes, which was may contain nuts. It was the box that may contain nuts.
And
anyway.
Because I think you need to explain. We're surrounded by a lot of Wallace and Gromit type characters in the room.
We're surrounded by little plastic. They're the sort of thing that could be in a cereal box.
They're like wedding cake toppers.
Yeah,
or cheese toppers.
We've got little 3D printed rockets over there to stick to walls. We've got a Wallace and Gromit plush toy. I think we have Shaun the Sheep one somewhere around the house as well. I grew up with Wallace and Gromit. I loved it. I always have. The Gromit and Wallace are both mine. I own them as a kid.
The plush toys are very loved.
Yes.
I want you to explain well loved these plush toys are.
I think I got them when I was about 2. Had nightmares about losing them. You know, the usual
Aww.
Yeah, no, they're well and truly loved. I'm a massive Wallace and Gromit nerd.
100% going to pick on you later.
Oh, yeah.
Never live it down. Okay, so that was Wallace and Gromit, A Grand Day Out. Uh-huh. And I guess we'll do a bit of an outro. Wallace and Gromit theme.
And thank you, Mackenzie, for being a guest on the show.
Thank you for recommending this.
Mm, yes.
It's wonderful.
Yay. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Would you come back again?
Yeah.
Cool. She was going to say she was not going to talk, so she's done very well.
Yeah.
Very well. Fantastic, Mackenzie.
I think the cheese helped.
cheese always helps, yes.